John chapter 13, verses 12 to 15. After Jesus had washed their feet, he put his outer garment back on and returned to his place at the table. "Do you understand what I have just done to you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and it's right that you do so because that is what I am. I, your Lord and teacher, have just washed your feet. You then should wash one another's feet. I've set an example for you so that you will do just what I have done for you." According to Greek myth, King Midas was greedy and wanted everything he touched to turn to gold. His wish was granted and delighted him for a little while, but he soon realized his foolishness. Some record his horror when he turns his beloved daughter into a solid gold statue. Others record simply that he simply starved to death because in those days you could not survive on golden nuggets alone. Jesus touches his disciples' feet to wash them. He who they see as their future king makes himself a humble servant doing menial work. Jesus does it to teach them a lesson. If the Son of God uses his hands to do his own work, he will empower and expect his followers to use their hands to do his work too. Jesus then gives up his own life, executed on a Roman cross, only to be raised to eternal life by God, with a promise that those who turn away from their old lives to follow him are promised the same new life by baptism and to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We think of baptism as a symbolic death and resurrection back to life, but perhaps it is also an echo of those feet being washed. Christians are called to use their hands to do God's work and to bring Jesus into every situation. Christians hold on to hope, even in the most tragic situations, that Jesus really is there too, not with the power of a superhero, but the touch of a God who suffers alongside us. Anne reminded us that despite the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on us, from inconvenience to physical or economic devastation, there are still things we can and should be doing in Britain. Angela shared her own perspective as a West African, observing that even in a country as rich and dynamic as Nigeria, for those who are poor, COVID-19 is just one more deadly affliction to fear alongside hunger and malaria and other diseases. Joanna has told us about some of the work that Christian Aid has been able to fund to bring help, dignity and hope into desperate situations. The psalmist looked to God as his refuge, as solid as rock. And the writer of 1 Peter had learned that love never fails because of the amazing self-sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who he described as a living cornerstone on which all may depend. And we are called to be chips off that same block, dependable stones that the Holy Spirit can breathe into faith, hope, and loving action in our lives today. He reminds us that the heart of our church is not bricks and mortar, but people. Love never fails. Love unites us, virus or no virus.